Ukrainians keep fleeing fighting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Well, some go the other way.
I live in Ukraine.
And you're going back now.
But going back now.
You're going to join the fight that's...
To fight, yes.
He spoke to Fox Business Network's Connell McShane in Poland, where many of the 520,000 have fled to, mostly women and children, as Ukraine's president pleads for help from Europe's parliament.
Prove that you are with us. Do prove you will not let us go.
Volodymyr Zelensky remotely urging them to let Ukraine join the European Union. And as Russian leader Vladimir Putin's forces bombard several cities, a 40-mile convoy of tanks heads toward the capital.
There are checkpoints all across the city. We were out today. Every block has things in the road, everything from dump trucks to pianos to potted plants, anything the Ukrainians can do to stop this Russian offensive.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. President Biden will address this tonight in the State of the Union address. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
A senior administration official is telling us now President Biden plans to talk about the ways he's rallied the world against the Russian invasion. But some who plan to attend tonight hope that he's got a little bit more bite than that.
I think from a commander-in-chief standpoint, he needs to speak directly to Putin.
That's Republican Congressman Michael Waltz. The polls are open in Texas in the nation's first primary elections. Fox's Jeff Manasso following this live.
Dave, it's a test for Republicans on just how much of a kingmaker former President Trump will be.
Ken Paxton by complete and total endorsement.
Attorney General Ken Paxton leading challengers by double digits in polling with Republican Governor Greg Abbott and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke expected to easily fight off challengers. The primary could also be an early tell in congressional contests of which side the Democratic Party will have momentum into the midterms. Dave.
Jeff on Wall Street, the Dow's down 250 points as oil prices surge up again. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Fox News.
Now back to the selling going on Wall Street this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, worries about the escalating Ukraine attacks is sinking stocks and pushing oil to a seven-year high, with crude surging more than 5% to over 101 bucks a barrel. Now on Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 260 points. NASDAQ over 50, and the S&P 500 has lost about 20. One top gainer, though, Target, shooting at more than 10% after saying it can keep growth going beyond the pandemic. Another retailer to the upside, Walmart. Also, Apple and energy companies like Chevron and Occidental are up, Dave.
Yeah, Lillian, oil surged today as gas price here up another penny. AAA's national average for regular about $3.62 per gallon, 9 cents more than last Tuesday, 24 cents higher than a month ago. More Americans are being unmasked as more states get rid of COVID mandates. That includes schools in Virginia starting today. A new law blocks local districts from requiring kids to wear them in classrooms. There's news on the COVID vaccine for young kids ages 5 to 11. New research out of New York State shows the shot only 12% effective preventing those children from being infected.
Pfizer is the only COVID shot authorized for that age group in the United States. The good news, the data shows the shots are safe, and while they may not prevent younger children from getting the coronavirus, it's likely that if they do, they won't be so sick that they need to be hospitalized. Researchers believe it's not very effective in preventing COVID in younger children because the dose is one-third of what's given to older children and adults. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Major League Baseball and the Players Union will resume talks next hour after negotiating till past 2 a.m. trying to end the lockout, extending a deadline to today to get a deal or push the start of the season back. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.